This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. I'm sure that you've noticed the new format. RBN has signed a contract with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which will be providing a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. This means that we now have the capacity to pick up, or that 4,000 stations, affiliates, now have the capacity to pick up any RBN program. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. Another site that I wish to draw your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. One of our listeners created this latter site, and I'm very grateful for those efforts. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Welcome to the program, Dr. Martini.
Oh, thank you, Deanna. Glad to be back.
Well, it's wonderful to have you back on the program. And I just got the PDF file that you sent out. Was it yesterday or this morning? You just send out so much information. People really need to sign up to get your newsletters and your information because you are so up to date on all of this. Uh-huh. Whatever happens in that regarding aspartame, you know about it. So,
well, I tell you, after 20 years, you pretty much have everything. Dr. Roberts actually, before he died, left his 30 years of research we're going to be putting on the web sometime in the future. And let's see, the week after Labor Day is Aspartame Awareness Week all over the world. So we'll be doing a lot of activism during that time.
Okay. We'll have to have you back during that time so that you can announce that and tell us what you're doing. And you're always so busy. You're always going here and there and giving talks, and you never let an opportunity go by to talk to somebody, whether it's a ship captain or somebody else. It's just amazing. You are just out there and just always acting, always telling people about this awful, awful situation and aspartame and its many dangers.
Hmm. Well, I didn't think I'd still be here 20 years later. I thought that we would have aspartame off the market, but it's so epidemic in countries around the world that it's a bigger job to get it off the market than I thought. And they're so very powerful, and they have close relationships with the agencies so that, you know, they don't, the agencies don't want to do anything. So the best thing we can do is to continue to alert everybody on planet Earth not to use aspartame because, it's a very deadly, deadly chemical poison. It has nothing to do with being an additive. It's a neurotoxic and carcinogenic drug that interacts vaccines, and the medical text is 1,000 pages of diseases that it causes, and the last 4 studies on cancer have shown it to be a multi-potential carcinogen.
And it's amazing to me that the FDA and Congress would continue to allow this to be added to so many foods. How many foods is it in? Something like 9,000?
The last report I saw was 14,000. And we don't know. In fact, I'm just writing a letter to Freedom of Information because they want to reduce the labeling on milk and 17 dairy products, and they're targeting the children in school. And I've written them to ask them, did they allow it? Because someone says that they did. In other words, if you've got chocolate milk, it would say reduced calories, and you'd know that probably had aspartame in it, so you'd look on the label. But now they're taking that off. And even the jam companies have petitioned the FDA to allow it in jam, unlabeled. And, of course, all this is against the law because it must have a PKU warning. And as far as what this does to kids, Jerome Bressler some years ago when he retired from the FDA told me that 2 studies had been removed from the Bressler report, and they turned out to be teratology studies, and it caused neural tube defects, which means it causes autism and cleft palate. And then finally, Dr. Woodrow Monte was able to get 4 of the other studies. They were sealed. The FDA had made a deal with the manufacturer to seal them and never let the public know that it could cause autism. And so now he's written a book called While Science Sleeps and tells this story, and his last chapter is on autism and what the methanol does, and it's on his website free at www.whilescienceleaks.com. So this is, you know, you wonder about these epidemics like autism and cleft palate and spina bifida. Well, this is what it showed on the original studies. That's probably the most heinous crime besides approving this that the FDA has done, so that pregnant women are using it and have no idea that they can abort their baby or have birth defects or mental retardation. And Dr. Deagle even said it's too late because of the DNA damage. He said that there won't be a child born in the Western world that doesn't have some version of autism, you know, learning defects or different types of problems. The Trocco study showed that it did, that not only embalms living tissue, but it damages DNA. And in Dr. Monte's book, he explains how that formaldehyde turns the tissues to plastic. And people have no idea what they are taking. And usually it's broken down before they even use it. So you sit it out in the sun, you got formaldehyde cocktails, and so they're consuming formaldehyde. So it's
and this is particularly true, for the soldiers that are over in the Middle East, that they send all this soda pop over there, and they think, oh, how wonderful, but they're drinking poison, which is going to affect them and their mental health and everything else. It is just amazing to me that the government continues to allow this, but what is even more amazing is that there are so many people that refuse to believe people like you. I mean, I have relatives that I have mentioned, you should not be drinking Diet Coke, you should not be drinking Diet Soda, and they just look at me like I have a tinfoil hat, a hat on my head, and think that I'm nuts. And yet this is poison.
Well, I have even argued with a lot of physicians and that are addicted to it, and the problem is, like Dr. Deagle says, it, you know, affects the frontal lobes first, so that it's like talking to somebody who's had a lobotomy. And, you know, I have before mentioned Lane Shore. His wife worked for NutraSweet, and she's diabetic, and of course that's a quick way to kill a diabetic is to use aspartame because it precipitates diabetes and it interacts with insulin. The methyl alcohol makes them lose limbs. They go into convulsions, and it simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. And she will keep saying she's just fine. Well, first they remove the feet. Next they remove the legs. I don't know. She's had over 50 operations and cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't talk
Doctor, we do need to go to a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, which is MPWHI.com, and Doorway, DORWAY.com, and World Natural Health Organization, WNHO.net, and HolisticMed.com/aspartame. And then the one that you gave me regarding the book is WowScienceSleeps.com. You were talking about Lane Shore, who is, I believe, in Chicago, and all of the surgeries that his wife has had. Which, oh, that is awful. Terrible.
actually, one of the surgeons found out about aspartame and knew that a diabetic can't heal on it and told her, look, if you will get off of aspartame, we can save your foot. And she said she was too addicted to chop it off, and they did. And, of course, that's not rational. And that's, and she's used so much of it, and, you know, it changes brain chemistry. So
oh,
no
my.
Matter how hard you try to get people to understand sometimes, she was willing to give up limbs rather than give up aspartame.
Goodness.
That is, and it is highly, highly addictive. Some people have said that they found it easier to get off cocaine than to get off aspartame. And on top of, well, the addiction comes from the fact there's this free, the methyl ester, which as soon as you swallow it becomes free methyl alcohol, which is classified as a narcotic, and it causes chronic methanol poisoning, and this affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. And that's why we have an aspartame information list, so we can help people get off of it and, you know, get them the right information. The doctors have written detox programs, and Dr. Blaylock has what to do if you've used aspartame, tells you what to avoid. But all this is under resources on our website, which is mpwhi.com, so we can help them that way. But it is very, very difficult to get them off of it. Now, interesting, there's been some news because under Proposition 65 in California, they have given what they call a safe dose of menthol. And that, let me see, that is 23 milligrams per day. Actually, there is no safe amount of menthol, but that's as much menthol as in a can of Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. And so this is, and I've written some press releases on it, but this shows you that if a 70-kilogram adult, which is like 158 pounds, that they can use up to 350 milligrams a day, and that's 15 times the limit of California. Now, I've spoken to these people, and they said that they're concerned about, you know, formaldehyde and menthol and cancer, and they say they have it, aspartame listed as medium, but it's not. Aspartame should be at the top of the list, as I've explained to them, because the FDA toxicologist, Dr. Adrian Gross, told Congress that aspartame violated the Delaney Amendment because it caused brain tumors and brain cancer. And that law states you cannot put anything in a food that you know will cause cancer. And his last words to Congress were, and if the FDA violates its own laws, who is left to protect the public? Since that time, there have been three Ramazzini studies showing it to be a multi-potential carcinogen causing kidney cancer, and, well, there have been three of them now showing liver cancer and lung cancer and mammary cancer. And in one of the studies, Dr. Sabriti explains that if someone, a pregnant woman, uses it and survives, the baby survives, it can grow up and have cancer, too. So it's made just an epidemic of cancer, you know, not only in the United States, but other countries of the world. So this is
right.
A very, very serious problem.
All righty. I have a couple of questions. A caller off air would like to know if you know anything about a product called Neotame, and what foods this product might be in and how it affects the body.
Well, I've asked the FDA, and they won't answer me. If Neotame is unlabeled, there was a rumor to that, but they don't always answer the Freedom of Information letters. But Neotame is just another aspartame, and they keep putting these type of things on the market. I have seen it occasionally in some candy bars, but you don't see it very much. And so that's why I asked him, is it being put in food unlabeled? It's like when I asked Mars about having products with aspartame, and they said, yes, the Mars bars. And I said, well, I don't see aspartame on the label. And they told me it's under natural flavors. That's why we tell people don't use processed foods if you want to be sure not to get it, because they put it in things. Well, for instance, you remember Diane Fleming, who's been in prison,
yes,
12 years, and there was some methanol in the Gatorade, and they couldn't figure it out, and he had put three times the amount of creatine, and I just happened to be talking to somebody from the company, and I said, I always wondered if there was creatine in there, and he said, yes, it is, but it's unlabeled. So that's GNC's creatine, and that accounted for the methanol in it. Her husband was using so much diet drinks, like eight a day, and using products that had aspartame in it. And so naturally, you know, he died. He had rosacea. That's one of the ways you can tell that methanol, he's using so much of it that his face was red. So
oh,
he was using two drugs just to treat the rosacea. So this is, and yet, even though our doctors have written affidavits, we still have not been able to get that woman out of prison. The police, I even talked to the detective, and he said, no way is that woman guilty, and I would have stopped the indictment, but on that day I was promoted. And
I did not
have the ability to do it. And when she was on TV, the police refused to comment because they knew she was innocent. She had taken three lie detector tests. And we're still in that position. So someone has written now a writ of innocence, and we hope it won't be too long before we get her out.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. She is an expert on aspartame toxicity. Her websites are Mission Possible World Health International, that is MPWHI.com, and Doorway, DORWAY.com, and World National Health Organization, WNHO.net, and HolisticMed.com/aspartame, and although this isn't hers, it's a very good website, wellsciencesleeps.com. You were talking about rosacea, and which is one of the indications that you're taking aspartame, and I have a friend that has rosacea all the time, and she drinks a lot of Diet Coke, and I mentioned that to her, and she said, well, everybody's got to die of something.
You know, you often hear that. Interesting thing about rosacea, you know, if they're born with it, they say it's not curable. But if they get it from aspartame, it takes maybe about 3 months, at least with the cases I've seen, and then it disappears. I was telling a dermatologist that, and when I saw him again a couple of years later, he said, you know, you're right. I got these patients with rosacea and found out if they were on aspartame, and it actually disappeared. And I began to tell him about other things, urticaria or hives, and he says, you know what, I lost a lot of patients with rosacea. If you keep this up, I'm going to be out of business. But there's so many, you know, things that affect the skin, which is the largest organ. But,
sure.
Yes.
Well, speaking of medical issues, we have a listener from, her name is Louise, and she says, could you please ask Dr. Martini if she knows of any alternative for aspartame with regard to use prior to colonoscopy? Now, apparently the liquid that they have you drink prior to this invasive, investigative kind of a procedure has aspartame in it in order to make it taste better.
Well, you know, that happened to me, too, when I was having some barium to do some kind of scan. But I called the company because aspartame causes an irregular heart rhythm. And when my heart started beating that fast, which is called tachycardia, I called the company, and they said, no, it's saccharin. And I said, no, it's not. It's aspartame. I know what aspartame does. And finally, you know, going to the supervisors, the person said, well, okay, yeah, there is aspartame in it. And I said, well, why don't you put it on the label? And she said, well, people don't like aspartame. That's kind of stupid. But so I asked her, why do you use it? And I would never take anything knowingly that had aspartame in it. And which brings me to the point that Dr. Blaylock says that you should always use magnesium because it protects the brain and the heart from excitotoxins. And he recommends Jigsaw, which is on the net. So, you know, I simply would not do that because aspartame is a poison. And I had a doctor call me about the same thing. She had a cancer patient that was going to take barium, and she said she had checked it out, and all barium had aspartame in it. And she said, what can we do? And the problem is that if you use it, it's got aspartame in it, you're going to get it. So,
right. And you're, yes, indeed. Well, what should Louise do? Should she call the company that makes this product to ask what's in it? Or should she use something like Epsom salts in order to
Well, you know, I can't tell her what to use. I can only say that aspartame is a poison, and we don't want anybody to use anything that has aspartame in it.
Okay.
And, you know, because it, you're consuming something that turns into formaldehyde and is a really chemical poison. And it's, you know, you use it for a while and you become chemically hypersensitive for life. And that was the reason, you know, I was talking to Mike Silver, who grows herbs in the Amazon rainforest, and I says, you know, we get people off of aspartame, and then they get on Splenda, that's chlorinated sugar, and that is like drinking bleach. And he actually made one called Just Like Sugar that's safe, and companies could use Just Like Sugar and put that in barium, and it would be safe. Why they have to use a deadly poison in it, I don't know. But she should take aspartame information and give it to her physician so her physician can tell her what to do.
Right. And certainly you just need to protect yourself, because I think probably a lot of physicians, as you mentioned, are not aware of these dangers.
No, they're not. And what is so serious, just imagine all the drugs that are being used to treat the problems aspartame causes and aspartame interacts. You know, like the case of Robin Williams in Falkland Islands. His daughter was on seizure medication, aspartame interacts. So for 18 years, his daughter had seizures every day. And as soon as she got off of aspartame, the seizure stopped. His wife had a brain tumor. But if he had not read a report, his daughter would still be having seizures, and his wife might have developed another aspartame brain tumor. They might not be around today. That's how important it is. And doctors have no idea that it interacts with all anti-seizure medication. In fact, Dr. Sanchez here in Atlanta knew about aspartame and the seizures, and he told me he had one patient that just she had seizures all day long, and that he tried every single drug in the PDR, physician's desk reference, and nothing would work. So he put her in the hospital, and he happened to see this case of Diet Pop under her bed. And she admitted that she used it all the time. And so he said, you got to get off of it. And he did get her off of it. He said that she went crazy, and he put her in a mental hospital. And he said after a couple of weeks, there were no more mental problems, and there was no more seizures. That was how simple it is. And you have to remember that even in original studies by G.D. Searle, they did a study on 7 infant monkeys. 5 had grand mal seizures and 1 died, and they used that as pivotal in the approval of aspartame, even though it caused these seizures. So doctors have no idea that it interacts with hormones and something like Coumadin, which is a blood thinner, and it just doesn't work when you use it. It's like the seizure medication. And in Dr. Roberts' medical text, which is 1,000 pages of all these horrors, he has a chapter on drug interaction. And every physician really should have that medical text because they have no idea. Even a clinic close by my house, I gave a flyer to, and he bought all the books. And when someone saw him again, he said he had read the medical books on aspartame and realized that 80% of the people that came in that walk-in clinic were there because they had used aspartame.
So oh, my goodness. So this is aspartame is a really big boon for the medical industry.
Yes, it is. They get to sell a lot more drugs. And, of course, they're interacting and people are dying from the interactions.
Sure. And these seizures, they probably give medication for epilepsy or something like that instead of looking at or trying to find the real cause.
Yes, that's true. And you know, Splenda also causes seizures. And there was a lady by the name of Marianne Lamar. Her husband had a brain tumor, and they gave him 6 months to live. But when he got off aspartame, he got much better, and the brain tumor was disappearing. He had had some surgery, and then she decided to put him on Splenda, and as soon as he drank something with Splenda, he had a grand mal seizure. So she called the company, and they denied it for a while, but she sort of read him the Riot Act, and finally, the woman said, well, yes, Splenda does cause seizures. And she said, well, why is that not listed? And she said, well, there haven't been that many seizures. Well, how would anyone correlate the seizures with Splenda?
Well, of course.
If they didn't know that this additive caused seizures, which means
Absolutely.
That it should be off the market, too. And, in fact, James Turner, the attorney in Washington, D.C., has already petitioned the FDA to remove Splenda, but they haven't done it, just like they haven't answered my petitions.
Right. Now, you mentioned that this does cause brain tumors in addition to seizures, that aspartame or Splenda causes brain tumors.
Aspartame causes brain tumors. Incidentally, there has been a new study on sucralose or Splenda, and by Dr. Siffredi, and he says it's carcinogenic. So none of these sweeteners, except for just like sugar that was made because they knew that there was nothing safe to go to, really, if you investigate all these sweeteners. And so they made one. But, yes, it tells you that none of them are safe if they cause cancer. It violated the Delaney Amendment. Even a sulfine potassium also caused cancer and leukemia in original studies.
My goodness. All righty, we are going to a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Amazing information, Doctor.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Betty Martini. Her websites are mpwhi.com, doorway.com, just with one O, WNHO.net, and holisticmed.com/aspartame. All righty. These are some just some amazing things that you're telling us. And we need to be retold and retold and retold because we are so indoctrinated and brainwashed that it just takes several times of hearing the truth to accept it.
Well, yes. And, you know, I got a call from the FDA probably a couple of years ago now where I told them that I lecture all over the world. People are sick and dying everywhere. And he said to me, so what? We need to depopulate. Well, that's what aspartame is doing. And when I was in Barcelona and talking to Dr. Alamany, who did the Croco study, first thing he said is this is going to murder 200 million people. And if people knew they were actually ingesting a poison, if they could understand and try their best to get off of it, in fact, when I first started many, many years ago, over 20 years ago, I bought a book called Prescription for Healing because someone said there's information in it. And I looked under N for NutraSweet, and E for Equal, and A for aspartame. But it was listed under C for chemical poison. That's why I couldn't find it. And, of course, they've changed it over the years. But that's the way it was listed, as a true chemical poison.
Well, it's interesting how it got on the market to begin with Rumsfeld. And when you consider his internationalist views and probably his Darwinian views and depopulation views, you can see that he actually played a big part in this depopulation agenda.
Yeah, no, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, which is about 2 hours from Elberton, where they have the Georgia Gadstones. And they talk about in 8 languages... is keeping the population at 500 million. That means you got to remove 92% of the population. So that's Agenda 21. And aspartame is really helping out. You also have to remember that it's an abortifacient. Some people have lost as many as 8 babies. And and a teratogen, and causes, you know, mental retardation. This is what worries me. That they've targeted the kids in school, and it causes ADD and ADHD. And, you know, the first movie that was made was Sweet Misery, A Poison World. And then there was one after it called Sweet Remedy, and they actually interviewed Feingold, the ADD people. And they said before aspartame was marketed, we hardly ever even used the term ADD and ADHD. So this is why it is so serious. One of the things that Proposition 65 is concerned about is not only cancer, but teratology, which is why I said aspartame should be at the top of the list. And they're very concerned about what gets in the water. And a lot of people don't think about that. Of course, I've got an alkaline machine and takes those things out. But people should try to use things that will get rid of the fluoride and the things that are in the water. And on some of the reports, you can see where they found sucralose or Splenda in the water, and they found aspartame. So this is something else that people have to be warned about. So
yes, that is in regular drinking water, tap water that comes from the municipal water supply?
Yes. And, of course, I won't drink any tap water for that reason. And also the fact that pharmaceutical drugs get in the water. So you have to protect yourself from so many different ways. It is really hard to know what to eat or drink these days. You know, you think about the genetic engineering. Of course, aspartame is genetically engineered. And they've now genetically engineered, for instance, all corn. And if you look at the studies and the size of the tumors, you know, you have to give up corn, which is what we have done. So it's very hard. The best thing to do is do not use processed foods. Because
right.
If it says artificial or natural flavors, you probably have aspartame and MSG, which has a synergistic and additive effect. And it's worth the time to check these labels, because people are getting so sick, and so many of them have such serious diseases from aspartame, all the neurodegenerative diseases, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, which is, there's a lot of information on Dr. Monty's site, because he said that's due to the methanol. But as Dr. Roberts says, that it is the whole chemical mess. Everything in aspartame is poison. You talk about the aspartic acid. Dr. Oney did studies on that, and it caused holes in the brains of mice. It is an excitotoxin that stimulates neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. You've got the free methyl alcohol that converts to formaldehyde. It's got 50% phenylalanine in it, another amino acid that you cannot isolate. And in meat or milk, it may have 4%. This is 50%, and it literally floods the brain. And, of course, it breaks, the whole molecule breaks down to dacetylkypersine, a brain tumor agent. So everything about aspartame is so very poisonous that people are simply do not realize what's going on, and it's cumulative. So even if you say I only use one a day, one diet drink a day, it's still cumulative. And Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Money in his book, you know, say that all it takes is one diet drink to be at risk for cancer. So it's very, very serious. And incidentally, I would like to tell your listeners now that Dr. Walton is doing a study with all this information that we have gotten on the teratology studies and the fact that it causes autism. He's doing a study on birth defects, and all he wants people to do if they've used aspartame during pregnancy is to fill out the form that we have on one of the banners on the web and then to email it to him. And his email is rwalton193@aol.com. And maybe we can get it off the market, you know, if the study is completed. But it doesn't matter what the outcome of your pregnancy was. If you used it during pregnancy, we certainly would appreciate having listeners to fill out that form for Dr. Walton. And we're using Aspartame Awareness Week to get that information around.
All righty. What is that address again? R. Walton?
R. Walton. Let's see, 193@AOL.com. You
okay.
might like to have him on your show, in fact.
I would love to. What is his first name?
Ralph.
Ralph, okay.
Remember that he is the one that did a study. I mean, he is a psychiatrist, and so he said, well, because aspartame causes psychiatric and behavioral problems, what does it do to somebody who is already compromised with depression or anxiety? And so he did a study, and the administrator was part of one group that were just healthy people, and the other was compromised. And he had a retinal detachment and lost his sight in one eye. Somebody else had conjunctival bleeding. And the people that were in the other group said they were being poisoned, and the institution stopped the study. This shows you, and that was not even at the ADI, the allowable daily intake. It was way below it, and they couldn't even complete the study. And that shows you what an honest study will show. Now, Dr. Walton also did some research for 60 Minutes and showed to him that all independent studies almost show the problem.
All righty. We are going to station ID. We will be back. Stay tuned. In the next hour, they'll have the Phyllis Schlafly Report. We will be back.